Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be a weird discussion.
Why is that?
Well, because if the allegations are true in this story, of course this place should be shut down.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most illegal things you could do if you own this business.
Mm-hmm.
Yet at the same time, I think most people assume these types of businesses in this type of place are all doing this.
Yeah.
In fact, if you went to college, you were probably spending time illegally at these places yourself.
Oh.
So, is this a pearl-clutching moment, or is this one of those things that has to be done every once in a while to make it look like they're trying to take care of the problem? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A bar in Brockport has been shut down after a police investigation.
Were they investigating fine?
Story on News 8 says Mason's Pub and Pizzeria had a bunch of underage kids inside without proper ID.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, buddy.
It's actually not great.
Yeah.
According to state police, the bar, which is adjacent to the SUNY Brockport campus, had 85 patrons under the age of 21 inside the bar without any form of ID.
Okay.
Like, no ID.
Yeah.
A further 35 people were issued citations for possession or use of fraudulent identification.
Oh.
All of that is bad. It somehow gets worse.
Okay,
I don't know how many people this place holds.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
There was a drunk baby.
According to police, 56 of the 100 people inside the bar at the time say they entered without showing any ID by paying $20 at a back entrance.
Oh, no.
Or using Venmo at the front door.
Oh.
So it sounds like either like someone was like, you give me $20, I'll show your ID. That's what the allegations are. Brockport Police, Kimmy, to answer your question, say they believe that 90% of the people at the bar were underage when they went in.
Damn.
So not good.
No.
Not good. But here's the thing.
What was that?
All right. Underage drinking, obviously bad, especially in a bar setting. That being said, doesn't everyone assume that every college bar in America is full of underage kids at all times?
Well, I mean, you and I both were college towns doing stand-up all around the country.
No, he was doing stand-up. That's why he was so bad at it. He was supposed to tell jokes his whole time?
Well, they never told me.
I'm a stand-up comic. Sorry, you were saying.
No, I mean, there was underage drinking at every one of these towns.
I was participating in it while we were on the road.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they just charged a cover at the door. That's all they were looking for.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're the one that went to college in this room.
Yes.
Was it hard to get into bars when you were under 21 in college?
No. No, it wasn't. I mean, every now and then they would like bust kids for having fake IDs. Like they would go to one specific bar, but it wasn't often.
Okay.
And it was never enough to shut down the place. But I will say, like, having a bunch of friends who went to Brockport, I worked at a bar in Brockport for a little while. Like, I always kind of thought, like, that was a very strict college town when it came to underage kids at bars. Like, they kind of had a reputation of, like, yeah, like, you were pretty bold, I guess, if you tried to go there under 21 without a pretty solid fake ID.
Okay.
Look, I don't remember there being, like, a bar where you were just everybody was knew you could, you could get in there no problem. Like, it was pretty tough at that time to get into those bars.
Like, having not gone to college and done the college thing, right? I always kind of assumed when it came to the college town bar that underage kids were built into the business plan. Like, the cheap beer attracts the kids.
Yeah.
You also have, they always hire, Kimmy, kids from the college to work the door. Yeah.
The places are beat up dumps usually.
Exactly. But those kids working the door from the college are going to let some of their underage friends in. Like, it's impossible to keep that up. It almost seems impossible to have a straight-up bar in a college town and not end up with a bunch of underage kids inside.
Because who are you serving then? That had just the over 21 crowd.
Well, it's interesting.
Which is small.
So I lived in, I lived in Geneseo for a little while, right when I had turned 21 years old. And there was one bar in town that was like an adults-only bar. Mm. And that was the bar, I think it was called like Club 41 or something like that. But that was the bar that I would go to. Not to say that the other places were serving underage kids, but like that's where the college kids would go drink. I would drink with the townies.
Yeah.
But like that bar, I mean, there was people in it, but it was never as crowded as the other bars.
No, of course not. Because it's a different vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just here to watch Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need your house music. So are the authorities actually trying to stop this? Or is something like this, you have to do it every once in a while to make it look like you're concerned about it?
It's a show, man.
Okay. You want to think about it for a second?
No, not at all.
It's a show, man.
It's almost like, If it really did go the way as described in the story, like they were almost being so bold about it, like you had to do something.
Yeah, it would get out of control after a while.
Okay, but
I mean, those are some pretty high numbers.
So I would go visit friends at college.
Yeah,
and a couple of college towns that are in this general region.
Yeah,
and Kimmy, there were always bars in every college town that you knew were for the underage
100%. Everybody I know that went to college or visited a friend at college, like they all had the same experience when it came to like their downtown scene.
Because I remember when they would give the wristbands to the 18-year-old crowd.
Yeah.
Those kids were still drinking, man, with that yellow wristband.
Yeah.
Well, the funniest thing is like we're gonna put an X on your hand if you're gonna drink. Right. And all you had to do was smush your hand against your buddy's or bring in your own marker.
Everybody found loopholes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all right, I just don't understand how you can run a bar in a college town without having this situation.
I don't think you can. Okay. Because you're gonna lose business to the guy that does. Let's say there's four bars in town, three of them are doing it, and you're going to be the righteous guy. You're going to be out of business.
But maybe you don't want that business. Maybe you want the business of the actual drinkers, not the 18 and 19.
But not if everybody's going to the other bars and they're just burying you.
But I mean, I'm thinking about it this way.
You're right. Like every college town had like the place you went to when you first got there and then the place you graduated
to
where you were over 21. You felt like it was a little bit more mature, so that's where you went.
No, it is funny, the difference between an 18-year-old drinker and a 22-year-old drinker when you're in a college town. There is a huge difference between the vibe of that bar. But I'm saying, like, if I'm 21, 22, and I'm still going to college, I don't want to go hang out with a bunch of 18-year-old kids. It's just going to be nothing but chaos.
Yeah, but there were those places that here, I think it was the 18 and over crowd, where they served everybody, you were marked. And those places were always mobbed.
You know what, though?
Mobbed.
I wonder how many of those places still exist, the 18 and
over
bars.
What I'm thinking of hasn't been around for years.
Yeah. Especially in college towns, knowing what could go wrong. I think a lot of places have stopped doing that.
Andrew writes us on Twitter, "The town I went to college had bars that were 18 to get in and 21 in the bar. We go play darts and pool in the back room, and the seniors would go in the front and buy pitchers and bring them back."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'd also have to know people that were older than you.
You buy them beer, and they will buy you beer.
We'll buy you beer, man. But
right?
Yeah, what 18-year-old kid has money to go buy beer for
kids? But it's so cheap to drink in those college, especially back in the day. Like draft beer was dirt cheap.
Man, when I was living in Geneseo, they 10-cent beer night. Yeah. They're half cups, but I can get blasted.
So we did CMF events with Molson back in the day with a bottle of Molson for 3 hours. Was 25 cents. Unlimited. So some of these joints would have 1,600 people in there.
By the way, New York State, because of those events, had to create a law where you're not allowed to do that.
Called a CMF law.
252-WCMF. I'm sorry, Kimmy, if you're just joining us. We're talking about this story happened out in Brockport. Mason's Pub and Pizzeria has been shut down after police say there were a bunch of kids inside drinking without proper ID. They say the bar, which is next to the campus, had 85 patrons under 21 inside the bar without any ID. A further 35 people were given citations for possession or use of fraudulent identification. 56 of the 100 people inside the bar at the time told police that they got in without showing any ID by paying $20 at a backdoor entrance or using Venmo at the front door. And the Brockport Police Department say they believe that 90% of the people inside the bar when they went in were underage. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
You can always tell, too, in a college town, which bars are the ones kind of known to have that reputation, because they're the ones where they change their name like every few years. Like, oh, new owner, new management. I wonder what happened.
All right. So if there is no solution to this by using law enforcement, because you're right, these places are just going to keep popping up. Sometimes the solution is thinking out of the box.
Like what?
Legal bar drinking at 18 with parental permission. Hear me out.
Okay. So you're lower than drinking age.
Well, no, not for everybody.
With your parents' permission.
Your kid goes off. Hear me out.
Okay.
Flames up in the air.
Yes.
Super high flames. Your kid goes off to college.
Yeah.
You are given a permission slip from the town. And you, if you would like as a parent, are allowed to legally let them go into a bar and drink. But if something goes wrong, you as the parent are held legally and financially responsible for it. And your kid is only allowed to drink inside the bar setting. They are not allowed to go to a gas station and buy beer. They are not allowed to go to a liquor store and buy liquor. Because, I mean, that's where, like, the alcohol poisoning scary stuff really happens when kids are drinking by themselves.
Yeah.
What would be the biggest problem with that?
Well, I think it would just, like, decriminalize it, right? For the most part.
Well,
right now they are doing it. You're just kind of saying, look, if the parents are cool with it, all right.
Well, it's not even about the parents being cool with it. It's about having someone that has something to lose on the hook if something goes wrong. And I am curious how many parents with their kids now off doing their own thing at 18, 19, 20 years old, if they knew they were on the hook, would say, yes, I would allow my kid to drink in a bar setting. I mean, in that case, you would have someone keeping an eye on the
kids. It's not the worst idea.
I mean, it would never happen.
Probably not.
I'm just trying to think of what the biggest problem with that idea would be. Kimmy, would there be, what's your...
I did not hear your theory.
All right, my idea now,
okay.
You go off to college, the town sends a permission slip to you as a parent. You are on the hook legally and financially if your kid does something stupid, but they are allowed to drink at 18.
Okay.
But only in a bar setting. They can't buy alcohol from a gas station. They can't go to a liquor store.
Officially licensed.
You got it. Yeah, and maybe you even have, you know, the town go through and have approved bars for 18-year-old kids. That way they have someone keeping an eye on them when they're drinking.
Yeah.
They can only drink in this spot legally, and if something goes wrong, mom and dad are the ones that are on the hook legally and financially.
I mean, I guess if your kid's going to find ways to do it anyways.
But they are. They're going to do it.
Best case scenario.
I mean, what would be the biggest problem with that?
I mean, it's only a problem if you're the parent or guardian of that kid.
Okay.
But yeah, I always felt like even when your kid's 18, you're still kind of on the hook for whatever they do anyway.
Yeah, you are.
You know? You're going to end up footing the bill.
Yeah, but I don't
legally, think, whatever they break.
I don't think parents think that through. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They'll find out as soon as it happens.
Something.
But yeah, I mean, once you are sitting down reading the legalese and putting your name to paper there, I mean, that's when it sinks in.
Okay.
And I mean, also the kid understanding that their mother and father would be on the hook for something they did.
If that's going to really sink in.
All right. Well, if it ain't that, what's the better idea? Because the kids are going to drink. You want to keep them safe. What do you do?
I like to look the other way kind of legislation.
No, because you look the other way, then
see, well, see this? It's over here, right? Watch.
Now give me $20.
Okay. $20, yeah. You look the other way. You got some 18-year-old kid.
Tommy's place. Come on in, kid.
Some 18-year-old kid drinks a gallon of moonshine as fast as he can and almost dies because of alcohol poisoning.
Well,
I mean,
that
happens.
That's bad. That's
right?
A bad
one. I don't know what's in the jungle juice, right? But you eliminate the jungle juice if they are allowed to go into the bar and buy
somebody
a couple of beers.
Cut them off there.
Exactly. And if they get caught buying alcohol somewhere else, well, now you're in trouble.
Oh, you're in big trouble, buddy.
I'm trying to come up with a compromise here.
No,
you're making fun of my compromise. How dare you? How dare you?
Let the kids have fun.
Okay. Yeah, because you were so responsible with it when you were your age.
I for the most part.
I
got through it.
My ass.
I never touched your ass.
Yeah, it's not true. We drank a lot together when I was 18. You may have. I don't remember. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many close friends would you want being able to make major decisions for you?
Oh.
Friends like ours, none.
Okay.
But
Legal decisions?
Oh, this would be, yeah, this is like the legalist of legal. The state has made a major change that has some folks upset with what could happen to them after they die.
Oh.
Because now in some cases, your friends will make this decision to what happens to the stuff inside of you.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you guys organ donors?
Yes.
No.
No, why?
You didn't check the box on your license?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I'd have to look at my license.
Okay. Are you opposed to being an organ donor?
No. Okay. I mean, I don't know if I did it. I just got a new license, but I don't know. But I'm also old.
Yeah. No, I don't think. Your musty-ass organs.
I only donate my tissue to one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's a private affair. You know, you'd have to ask your mama.
So it turns out putting organ donor in your will or on your ID is not always enough. You should tell your loved ones that you want to be an organ donor because they will be the ones that finally make that like last decision. Right? Mm-hmm. So the problem with that, not everyone has a spouse or a family member to speak for them.
So we're that lonely now?
Fun fact. Right now in New York State, 39% of residents over the age of 15 have never been married. That is the highest rate of any state in America.
But you have family, though.
Some people do. Some people don't.
Hey, you chase your family away and everything. Huh?
Or, I mean, it all depends. Like, let's say that
they might not be here anymore.
Nobody wants your raggedy old guts anyway.
Well, no, that's not true. They want your raggedy old guts. Okay. And because they want your raggedy old guts, there are organs that are perfectly donatable that are not being used from people that would not be opposed to being organ donors.
Okay.
So the state has made a move.
What are they going
to
do?
A new law now allows your friends to make the decision whether or not your organs will be donated.
All right, so if I suddenly die, I'm on this list. They call me up and go, hey, man, we got Bob over here. What do you want to do with his head?
I don't even know if there's a list. I think you can identify yourself as a friend and say, yes, they would want their organs donated or say no. Because, so the law was just signed by the governor. It will take effect on January 1st. And this is where it gets weird.
Okay.
It's vague. There is nothing in the bill that defines what a close friend is. There is also no protection if the deceased is against organ donation, but their living friend decides to donate their organs.
Against their will?
Yes. So, like, that friend, in theory, could just say, yeah, give them the organs, and your spleen, even though you didn't want it, is being used by somebody else.
Are we that hard up for, like, body parts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's wait lists for every major organ.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I always figured, all right.
I mean, if you've ever known...
You got to die a certain way to get your stuff, though.
But that's true, yeah.
But people die every day,
unfortunately. But that's probably why it's tough to come by.
Exactly. Look, I mean, look, anybody that has ever needed an organ transplant will tell you, like, getting an organ is...
tough.
Yeah. I mean, we know somebody who needed a heart transplant who waited... They had to wait for months and months and and hold on. They got it, and they're good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a wait because, nobody living can donate their heart. It needed to be the right circumstance at the right time, and they got one.
Catch it.
But,
I know.
Yeah, I mean, the more people donating organs, the better. Does anyone in the room have a problem with your friends being able to decide if your organs get donated?
No. They may actually make a better decision than, like, a family member who, maybe doesn't has a harder time letting you go, maybe all of a sudden changes their mind, like, I don't want to see my son or daughter or mom, dad, whoever, cut up and given to somebody. Like, they could have they could struggle with that when the time comes to make that decision.
You got a problem with this?
No. Wait, my raggedy crap?
Oh, my raggedy crap.
I just think you go in the ground, so what's the difference?
It does kind of make you feel like an old block Chevy, like they're taking out your catalytic converter to give it to something else.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I'm very pro-organ donation, so I'm with both of you guys. But there are folks who are not.
Well, like religious people may be against it.
Yeah. There are certain religions that prohibit this. And
I need everything for heaven.
Is it cool to leave it in the hands of their friends? Because, I mean, just because you're okay with it doesn't mean that it should be signed into law.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds kind of vague, man. Like, anybody can just go grab your stuff now.
Well, no, it's not like they cut you open and it's a free-for-all.
No, but I'm saying,
go get yourself a kidney!
But it sounds like if I made a decision, I don't want to be an organ donor.
Yes.
But I die and my friend decides, yeah, I think he should donate his stuff. It sounds like he can bypass that.
That is the theory here.
That's the flaw in the law. I just thought people didn't have anybody in their life to make these decisions. Then you need these people.
But the other flaw, the way it is now, you can be a valid organ donor, and if there's no one there to say yes, they would like to donate their organs, your organs just they go on the ground with
you. Yeah, so let's say, all right, so my brother lives in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I die up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else could make, let's say I'm a single person, he wouldn't get to make that decision. Somebody up here could just do it, and it is done.
You were the first person I thought of when I saw this story last night, because before you met your wife...
Right, I was a single guy living. I had no family around
at all, right? Like, you know, and you had a house full of stuff, right? If you'd have died from a terminal case of unfunny, you would have been this guy. And I would have had to make the decision.
And you had already caught my disease, too, so you're on a short list.
I wonder,
he wants
to
give up his organs, and, I think he also wanted to give me his house.
You know, here's the thing. I would have been like, he wanted to donate his organs, but he wanted to give them all to me. I would have done really embarrassing stuff with your organs.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, I would have, like...
Dance with my organs?
I would have, like, I want his ass and I want his eyeballs, and I would have sewed your eyeballs to your ass and made you a puppet. Time you live talking about my ass.
Is your ass part of the organ?
No, you idiot. I don't think you can donate your ass.
No, but, like, the inner parts of your ass.
What would you use it for? Like, the muscle?
No, like, the whole...
Oh, the colon and stuff?
The whole thing.
Like, I don't
know. Could they pull that out of you?
That's a good question.
Man... I guess they could just strip you down to nothing, right down to the bare chest.
I mean, there are things that you can put back in somebody else, and there are things that you can't put back into somebody else. Like, I don't know how you would attach. Can you, Kimmy, can you Google intestine donation? Because, I mean,
well,
we all
do kidney.
Well, no, but I mean, I always thought we have so much intestine that you can just clip the bad parts and, like, reattach it on the
inside. Oh, you could? Like a garden hose?
Yeah, I think, no, like, there
are. Some duct tape out.
I remember seeing a story when I was a kid on 2020, so take that for what it's worth, that there was someone who, like, they drank, like, poison or Drano or something. And the way that they fixed it was, like, their mouth connected right to their stomach that connected right to their anus. You could watch the food go down their throat into there and then out again.
Oh, really?
It was, like, the strangest thing.
Yeah, you can donate a portion of your intestine. You can actually do it while you're living. It does say deceased donors are the more common source for intestine transplants.
Okay.
I mean, there's got to be some cherry stuff that, like, a high demand.
Well, yeah, heart, kidneys.
Lungs.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But again, like, what makes it even more difficult for the organ donation is, you know, you have to fit a certain profile. For example, I was a smoker, right? I don't know if my lungs would be good to donate to somebody if I were to pass away tomorrow. Same with my heart. Like, it's a morbid thing to think about, but, like, it has to be right age, that lines up with you and your body perfectly, blood type, things like that, for it to work. So, yeah, the more people
I do find it weird. Like, outside of religion, I don't know why you would care what happens to your body once you're gone, right? I mean, unless you're that deeply, it's against your actual religion.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's more for the living people.
Yeah.
I agree with you, but, you know, who am I to tell somebody what to do with their
body? I understand.
Airhead writes us.
Airhead.
Duffy and WCMF. I have a buddy, 31, needs a heart transplant. He was on the list for a few months. I'm signed up to be an organ donor. I believe everyone should be automatically signed up at 18 years old with the option for a government office to change that. It's not a bad idea, although you would have to go through paperwork to protect your organs if you wanted to do it that way.
Yeah.
There is an Asian country, and Kimmy, if you could Google this, everyone is automatically an organ donor. But if you opt out of being an organ donor, they give you the option, you are not entitled to anyone else's organs if you need them.
Oh. So he's in or out?
It's like the ultimate secret Santa.
That sounds like some North Korea stuff.
No,
I think in North Korea, you have to donate your organs to dear leader.
Whether you are alive or dead.
There's quite a few countries, actually. Okay. Yeah, it's countries operate under a presumed consent law, meaning citizens are automatically considered organ donors after death unless they have previously opted out.
Man, China's got to have a pile of organs, man.
France, Spain, Australia, Belgium, Finland, the Netherlands.
I wonder why we don't do that. Is the religious... Are there that many people religious?
You either in or out?
Well, yeah, like everybody's in, and then you can opt out. But are that many people religiously opposed to organ donation that you couldn't do that here?
Well, I guess it... Maybe.
I don't know. Is this a conversation people should be having with their friends? Again, 252-WCMF. Governor of New York just signed into law because there are so many single residents in New York State. 39% of New York residents over 15 have never been married. Your friends will now be able to decide if your organs will be donated if you do not have a spouse or family member that can speak for you. Like, you would never had this conversation with anybody when you were single, did you?
No, I didn't care. Like, I didn't even think about, like, my house or anything.
How did you not think about that?
Because, you know, when you're single, you just don't care. No, I don't have kids, so, like, I never had health. I never had, like, life insurance because I wasn't leaving anything to some kid. So... When you don't have kids,
well,
you don't
you're
really...
young too. People like
I'm in my 40s. Yeah. I didn't care.
No, but like you weren't living a healthy lifestyle.
I still don't.
No, but the point I'm making is,
yeah, I wasn't. You're right.
No,
yeah.
Like you could have died easily. In fact, right. We were all hoping for it.
Yeah.
But like it would have left all of this stuff completely open ended. You would have screwed your brother so hard.
But I wouldn't have left him anything because the house I had, I had written a second mortgage off on it. So like
you had nothing to give.
I was I was $20,000 upside down on that house. So I mean, I
how have you ever looked at me and told me how to live my life?
I didn't tell you.
No, the amount of let me tell you what you're supposed to do as an
let
adult.
Me tell you.
The amount of lessons you would try and drop on me when I was a kid. You're a bum. You are such a bum.
I was.
You're living like a slob. Hey, that's not how you do it. Let me tell you how you're supposed to handle your money. You bum-ass bitch.
Yeah, but I was having fun.
I mean, having this conversation with your friends may be uncomfortable.
But you got to pick the right friend, too, though.
For example.
Well, the one, you know, that would make those decisions.
Well, no, all you're telling them is this is what I want. It's pretty cut and dry.
But I don't want to do it.
I mean,
they just have to say yes or no, right?
Yeah.
Kimmy, I guess the biggest problem with the friends being the ones that make the decision. You know, you have friends drifting in and out of your lives as an adult.
Sure.
Like, you could agree to handle this stuff for a buddy, not really talk to him for a few years, and all of a sudden you get this terrible phone call, you're on the hook for cleaning up his place and whether or not his spleen gets donated.
Right.
But I guess even even if you haven't talked to that person or maybe you just, like, you drifted apart, would that change, though, the way you handled the situation? Because I don't think
do
it would.
That?
Like, if you knew they wanted a certain thing... And again, you haven't talked for a couple of years. You find out something bad happened. You're still tasked with making that decision. I don't think it would change your decision making.
No, you're
right. If you knew they wanted it a certain way.
You're right. But all of a sudden, it becomes this emotional shipwreck that you were not prepared for.
Right.
What if it's what if it's like an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend? Ooh. Like you did it in the moment. You broke up.
Yeah.
5-10 years later, she gets the call.
You're married now.
Well, not so much married. Like, that person's married.
No, like,
yes.
If they're single and I'm, like, let's say my girlfriend 15 years ago wants to do this. Mm. She lists me as the person that makes the decision. I'm now married. She never gets married. Now I have to make a decision about a woman that I slept with 15 years ago while I got a wife and kids.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh. Can I keep her boobs?
Can you keep her boobs?
Can I ask the doctor that?
What?
Why would you? She wanted to bring the booze home to your wife?
She wanted me to have her booze. Honey,
this
is what she wanted. I'm doing what her wishes were.
You should donate them.
To who?
To Kimmy.
I love how you went seeing where this was going the entire time. Come on, Kimmy.
You didn't know I was going there.
Oh, I knew what I was going. Come on. Somebody needs to donate their eyes to Kimmy so she can see these punchlines coming.
Tommy's got some big ones.
Eyes or boobs?
I was going eyes, but now that you mention it.
Would you take Tommy's boobs if he donated them to you?
Nah, too hairy.
The one benefit for something like this, I mean, outside of the obvious, like there would be more organs.
Well, sure.
Right? I think I'd rather have my friends plan my funeral than my wife.
Oh.
Like your spouse is obviously going to be beside themselves.
Yeah, too emotional.
Right? And the wake and the funeral... It's more for them than it is for you.
Yeah.
But if your buddies have full control, you can have whatever you wanted. Like massive party, live band, slip and slide at the funeral home. Like my wife would never agree to any of that.
No, because she's going to want something somber and emotional.
Exactly.
Which always sucks.
Look, I'm sure that, I mean, you're not going to be around to have the good time.
No, but at least you know it's planned.
Yeah, and everyone else would be having a good time, mm-hmm. right? Like, if we all got to get together for this, why not everybody have fun?
Okay.
I mean, my wife, like, throwing herself on the casket. Take me, too. No, I can't go on without him. I'll never marry again. He was the one.
Wait,
man.
I'm at the wrong funeral?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no, the cake tree sucks. It's so dumb. Get creative, man. Oh, Rock Holly Village, it's cold. Christmas sucks. Doing stuff outside. Oh, what's that? What's that? Candace? Rocky, him again. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Where they whining? Coming up in just a little while. But before we get there,
yeah,
it's a big night, Kimmy.
Oh, big night.
Yeah, that's
you're not
what I hear.
Look, he's already uncomfortable.
I know.
Like you.
So he regrets mentioning this.
So we talked yesterday about how the Genesee Keg Tree has been named the number one Christmas tree in America.
Yeah.
And you crapped all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've talked several times about how popular the Rock Holiday Village has become. And every time we bring it up, you crap all over it.
Yes.
And you say that this outdoor holiday stuff in the greater Rochester area all sucks.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but there's one event, which coincidentally is tonight, that you have nothing but fabulous things to say about. What's going on tonight with you, Thomas?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
What do you got going on?
So I got the candlelight walk tonight in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, you're trying to play it off like you don't want to go.
I'm supporting your buddy's bar. Your hockey boy.
I don't even know that man anymore.
You do.
I haven't seen him in years. So you're not excited for the... No, just for those who don't have the money to go to Pittsburgh.
And by the way, it's free.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
What is the candlelight walk?
So you walk through the village and all the stores have
giant douches inside
and out. They got music, food, you know, the whole thing. And you go through all the stores and you support local businesses.
And it's a big holiday tradition. Do I hear that there's sleigh rides, Thomas?
There's a horse-drawn
carriage and a sleigh ride.
They get the llamas you can
llamas? Pay. Christmas llamas, you say?
Lit up gazebos.
Food truck. And all the restaurants are open.
Wow.
So we usually end up at your boy's place.
Uh-huh. He's trying to rope me in.
It's not called Label 7 anymore.
Oh, it's not. That's how long it's been since I've seen it.
I think it's just called Label now.
Okay.
And we go there.
By the way, dynamite change there, bud.
Yeah. He's your boy.
Again, I haven't seen him in a decade.
And then we go down there and we sit at the bar and have a couple of cocktails and appetizers.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
It's a lovely evening.
What a douchebag you are. And here's the thing. I have nothing personally against a candlelight walk, but like the fact that you crap on all other holiday events, and this one.
Well, this one's really class.
It's the least fun one of all of them. It's just called going outside.
I know.
And you're like, oh, this is great, though.
It's all lit. It's all decorated. There's cowards.
Oh, do you guys not normally have electricity? What are you, North Korea? You Pyongyang? What a douche you are. The only reason you like this is because you feel like you're at a level that you should be at with other people in Pittsburgh.
Well, it is a higher level event.
When, in fact, when they see you, they start handing you their coats. What a douche.
Do you have to like show your ID to prove that you're a Pittsburgh resident to be a part of
this? Certain places you do, yeah. They don't want you in.
Nothing about that sounds... Bro, it's just Rock Holiday Village. That's all it is.
Well, it's an actual village. They didn't have to make it. It's an actual village that's been here since the 1700s.
So what you're saying is the Rock Holiday Village was modeled after
a fake
place
village.
Like Pittsburgh.
This is a real village full of real, real folks.
Yeah, no, nothing
real
says...
Real down-home folks.
Real down-home Americans like the residents of Pittsburgh, New York. And what bothers me the most about this, like there are things that we have to put on a face for and go to with our wives, and I would understand that. You actually enjoy this.
Well, when we have a cocktail, it's a nice night out.
You walk around with our candles and go in all the stores and look at stuff. Oh, wow, is that alpaca? Is that made out of alpaca?
And by the way, the people are nice there. You go to some of these other places that are loud. I don't need that. Everybody, it's quiet. It's pleasant.
Uh-huh.
That Rock Holiday Village gets loud, and don't get me... Start with your rusty can party.
Wait, your mom was there? Getting a rusty can all filled up? Like, if you gave me a choice, and again, I mean no disrespect to the good people of the village of Pittsburgh.
Maybe you don't like us.
No, I don't. But, like, if you gave me a choice of the three, I'd go to the Rock Holiday Village.
You like loud.
I'd go to the keg tree. I'd then go back to the Rock Holiday Village, and then maybe I'd go to the candlelight wall.
No, you like loud, crass crap.
I like fun.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I do. I love fun.
Fun. You show up, fun is gone.
I love the Rock Holiday Village. Ice skating, live bands, you know, great food.
They got live bands.
Well, yeah. I don't even know what instrument I play.
It's some kind of flute. You play like a bass.
An ocarina.
And the kids are having a ball.
Oh, the kids are having fun.
You love being around children.
Well, nice kids.
Okay.
Oh.
Quiet children.
Oh.
Not loud children.
What are you going to buy? What store are you going to do to buy stuff?
Yeah.
Are you going to go
what
into
business
that
are you supporting?
Oh, are you going to go into that store with all the useless crap? Or are you going to go into that store with all the useless crap? Or are you going to go to that store that's full of useless crap?
I don't know where my wife is going to spend our money tonight.
I love how you said our. There is not one store in Pittsburgh that is necessary, by the way.
Or the gas station.
No, like if the world were to end. And you could only survive.
We're talking Shown Place.
No, I'm talking even Main Street. You could only survive on the things that were in the stores in the town which you live. Everyone in Pittsburgh would die immediately.
Now you got to go to nice restaurants and stuff.
On Main Street.
Well, yeah.
One?
The bakery's there.
Okay.
You got the Del Monte has a nice bar.
Okay,
all right,
fair enough. You got that. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Get the gas station with Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, that's it. Like, every other town has, like, real businesses that sell you things
store.
You need.
The alpaca yarns.
Hey, this is a $300 bath towel that's shaped like a watermelon.
Oh, the Globe store. The Map store.
Stupid, man. Every store.
And the cupcake store.
Every store I walk into in the village of Pittsburgh makes me angry.
Well, they're, like, rich lady stuff.
None of it's necessary. It's just the town should be called unnecessary. That's what it should be called. Nothing about it is necessary. You need beads.
Well, I'm going to go and get me some beads.
No, you can't. Bead store is out of business.
Oh, wait, damn.
You didn't support the bead store.
Damn it.
Yeah. How about some maps? You need some old-timey maps because they got that covered for you.
Oh, there's a couple of bars down there now, too. You got that Lock 32, and then there's another one.
Yeah, you know,
two,
it's a bar
two crap.
You know it's a bar in Pittsburgh if there's a number at the end.
Got to have a number.
It's such a douchey thing to do. Let's call it Steve's. No, Steve's 45. Yes! Yes! Nailed it! High fives all the way around. 252 WCMF. Tommy, if you're out in Pittsburgh, look for him, because he will be at the Candlelight Walk. Not even an appearance, just something he loves to do.
Well, my wife and I enjoy a nice stroll in the evening in 8-degree weather on icy streets.
Are you going to do a sleigh ride, a horse-drawn carriage ride?
No, my back can't take that crap.
What do you mean your back can't take
it? I can't take that
bouncing.
You don't
ride the actual horse, you stupid
no,
ass.
No, but it bounces too much.
Does it cost money, or do you just jump in?
I think, I don't know.
Yeah,
they probably charge.
Yeah, no, Village of Pittsburgh, you know, the taxes you guys pay, they definitely need the money for the horses.
Well, the wagon's a Mercedes.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. I just wanted to let Tommy know you should have chimed in with it. He's got the Pittsburgh Dairy, so if you were faced with survival, I think you guys could do just fine living there.
No, that's what a bitch he is. It's literally across the street from his house. Yeah. It has all the food you need, and he couldn't even think of it.
You're right, Steve. That's a fair point, but Tommy doesn't eat ice cream.
Or baked goods.
Well,
yeah.
All right, well then, Duffy, keep driving home your point then.
Thank you. Hey, Steve, are you going to the candlelight walk tonight?
Tommy and I are going together.
And he's out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.